want to introduce me.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Oh my God!
I'm the best in the world.
Woo woo woo. You know it.
Matthew Van Wilder.
Wow. Listen to that incredible introduction. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Matt Wilder Podcast, new and improved. I'm sitting by myself this week here in podcast land, and God, I miss life. Seriously, everybody is...
Surprise, motherfucker.
Oh, my God. Producer guy Phil, you're back.
Yeah, man. Let's crack a lock in here.
That's awesome. That's...
Oh, it's good to be back, man.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you. This is awesome. Fuck. We're kidding. We were sitting in the studio the whole time. We were just fucking with your heads.
Oh, that sucks, man.
How do you think I didn't make that awesome introduction by myself. Like, fuck, you think that I could do that myself? I mean, look what I did to last week's episode. If you heard that, fucking the first 15 minutes were fucking horrible. I understand that, and I'm sorry. I really do apologize. But I didn't have this guy to help me and save my ass.
I just wasn't there.
Okay, the first week that me and Louie did it by ourselves was all right. The only thing really we did wrong was the one song, it cut me off, but that was funny, so we left it there. We were going to edit it, but then we're like, fuck it, that's so funny, and we left it there.
It's good.
And then we played the last song twice by accident. And that's pretty much the only way we fucked up on the first one, but the second one that me and Louie did by ourselves, which was episode 6, was like fucking, or the first 15 minutes were anyway. Like, we got in and we started talking, whatever, and then I said something like wrong or whatever, and we had to go back and like edit it. And then I guess I didn't do it right, and my fucking mic, like my voice can be heard from Louie's mic because he was sitting like right next to me. And I could fucking hear myself speak before I actually spoke. And it was fucking horrible, and I really do apologize for that, for those of you that had to suffer through it, or those of you that chose not to suffer through it. I have to tell you right now, you can watch that episode again, or listen, sorry, you can listen to the episode again. I tried to fix it, but apparently it didn't work, and if you listen to, like, just get to the first song. Like, the first song, and then after that, everything's golden. Like, everything's great. You can hear the prank calls that we did, which were fucking amazing. And you can also hear the story of how all of us tried to become internet video sensations. You were there.
I was there, actually. I have a different take on that, too.
Sure.
Because remember the second part where we did the dirt sheet, that was all smiles and rainbows, and yeah. We got to the second one, the dirt reality. I was only on one episode, and it caused the least controversy, which I find
isn't
that
weird.
I find that ironic.
I need this guy as like a filter for like the shit that I'm gonna do, because apparently, whenever I try to take stuff into my own hands, it just doesn't go well.
I know. You did.
I mean, the last two episodes were great. I mean, we had great stories. The first one was fucking amazing. Number 5 is, to this day, my favorite of all the podcasts that we've done. It was just me and Louie basically just shooting the shit and telling awesome, amazing, funny stories. And that's what I like, you know? I like telling fucking stories. And he fucking, like, normally all the stories we tell that we've heard, like, from each other beforehand, but he told me shit that I'd never heard before. Like, if those of you who listen to it remember, like, the part where that dude in Nova Scotia was running through the hallways and he was looking at all the girls' pictures on the doors. He's like, holy fuck, where's the exit? Where's it? Oh, she's hot. Where's the exit?
Oh.
That was fucking hilarious. I killed myself laughing over that because he didn't tell me it before. He just kind of pulled it out of nowhere. I was like, wow, that's fucking amazing.
It's a weird experience, too, not being part of it.
What was your experience listening to those two episodes? Because, of course, you listen because you're a fan.
Oh, always, yeah. So, yeah, I love the podcast, man.
You listen to the two episodes. What was your, I don't want to say opinion because I don't want to get a negative one, but...
it fucking sucks.
What were the feelings that you had listening to it? Was it weird because you're like, I fucking helped start this thing and now they're doing it without me and now I get to listen to see what they do without me and then, you know, we all know what happened.
No. I believe it. I was like never angry or anything because I was never like, oh, those fuckers, like, man, I'm so pissed they're doing anything, they couldn't fucking wait. No,
yeah.
I was actually quite humbled. It's like, this is kind of cool. It's like going to work for, like, it's like working for, like, 10 years, right? Like, yeah. Say you work, I'm going to use Harvey's as an example. Say I worked there for 10 years,
yep.
And for the first time, I'm going in just to order food.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that experience. Like, I'm going in, I don't have to work. I get to see it. Like, I get to see them do the stuff. But mm-hmm. I found the podcast to be quite entertaining, especially number 5.
Yeah.
Where you guys told all the stories and shit.
What was your favorite part?
Oh, my favorite part. I got two. The 5 one was, it was the Nova Scotia part in 5. And number 6 yeah. was the prank calls.
The prank calls, yeah. We had fun doing that. I'll tell you what. We probably had more fun doing those prank calls and everything. It's hard to do a prank call, man, because the whole time you're talking to a real person.
Yeah.
And they're actually, like, responding to the shit that you're saying, and they don't know that they're about to get, like, obscenities said to them, you know what I mean? Like, they're not ready for it. And I remember when Louis did his with Toys R Us, the whole time I was fucking, I was kind of pissed at him just because I was like, dude, you gotta say more, you gotta get more into it, like, you're fucking stumbling and shit, pauses, I guess.
Yes.
I would say there's too much dead air. Like, he would say something and then, like, 2 seconds later he'd say something else, and then, like, 5 seconds later there'd be something else, and I'm like, it's going by too slow, man, you gotta be snappier and shit.
He
was getting mad at me because he was like, because I was telling him how much, like, I loved it, it was funny, but it could have gone so much better.
Well, yeah, like, honestly, plus, I give you both credit, because I don't know if I would have kept my composure through both of them. I probably would have laughed halfway through the call.
Well, I'm really good at that. I can keep composure really well. Louis can, like, no other. He can keep a straight face, like really well. I was convinced that he'd done that before, like, the way he'd, like, we discussed what we were going to do, except for the people's one, when I did the prank call, the people's jewelry,
yeah,
in Lindsay.
I remember.
I didn't tell him what I was going to say, because not even I knew what I was going to say.
Oh.
I had no clue until I, like, maybe, like, 2 minutes before I decided to do people's, I thought of it. I'm like, all right, I'll do this, because, like, you know, like, sometimes you give your wife jewelry or whatever, and she gives you a little something-something in the bedroom, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly, that's
so
how it
I'm
works.
Like, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, what does every guy, you know, kind of want? And shit, I don't want it. I think it's uncomfortable, but I'm like, for both of you. And I'm like, so what am I gonna say and shit? And I'm thinking in my head, and I'm like, what's the dirtiest fucking thing that I can just say to this person who's not expecting it at all, just out of nowhere on the fly? And I'm like, you know, how? What would I give my wife to ensure that she would let me give her anal sex?
What the butt?
Right after I finished the word sex, that's when she hung up.
And that's when I laughed my ass off hysterically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got the one from Value Mart, right? When I did the Value Mart one? Because I'm like,
yeah.
I'd like to engage in a position.
And as soon as I heard that, I knew it was coming. It's like, oh,
yeah.
No, he's not going to do it. He's not going to. Oh,
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
That was good.
I really wanted her to stay on the line because, like, if you listen to it, I said, what's your favorite position? I would have loved for her to stay on the line and just for her to, like, laugh or something, or even respond to that. Because, like, Louis had a chick that was, like, right into it. Like, he said electronics, and the minute he said electronics, she was like, we have nothing that vibrates or whatever, because she got it right away.
Like,
she sounded like she was, like, 17. Like, 17 to 23, you know, within that range. And she really got that. And I guarantee that all those people are still talking about that. How they got a call from work. Like, the chicken berry in the Toys R Us is, like, going around to her friends and her coworkers, like, you have no idea what this guy just said to me.
Oh, look at these
assholes. Oh my god.
I would, man. If I got a prank called, I'd go. I know you. I'd go with it, actually.
Yeah.
I'd see how far I can milk that shit.
I do it all the time. You've prank called me a couple times.
I believe
so.
I
has Adam, and, like, our good friend Hamza has prank called me as well. And
exactly.
Our friends Evan and Steph have prank called me. I know who it is. But, like, even when I don't, and even when I do, I'll always play along to a prank call. I always will, as long as it's funny. If you drag on and, you know, you're not funny and you're not bringing it, I'll just fucking hang up on you.
Exactly.
But if you choose to prank call me, I am. My number's on Facebook. Just fucking type Matthew Van Wilder on Facebook. My cell phone number is right there. You can prank call me. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And as long as it's funny, I'll laugh at it. That was my policy throughout my entire life, because I grew up like a fat kid, right? So I was always getting made fun of and shit, and I always took it with a grain of salt, pretty much, except when they weren't funny. Like, if the insults were funny, I would laugh with them, because they're fucking funny.
Exactly.
I can't come up with an example of, you know, a funny one right now, because they're kind of repressed memories, but... But, yeah, as long as it's funny, you can say whatever the fuck you want about me. You can say whatever you want about my family, my mother. You can say whatever you want as long as it's funny. If it's not funny, I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Oh, yeah. He's not lying.
You know, because not only did you insult me, it wasn't funny. So you're going to get your fucking ass kicked. I don't exactly. care who you are. I don't care if you're man, woman, child. I'll punch a baby. I don't care.
Kick a midget.
Yeah.
In the face.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Exactly.
All right, I'm gonna go off a little tangent here. We sure. are live in the new studio. We're live in the PGP studio.
We have a studio now.
We do.
And look around us.
They can't see it.
They
but
can't
it's
see it.
Fucking amazing.
We'll post pictures on Facebook, maybe.
Yes, we will. Oh, I'm actually sitting in front of my favorite part. I call it the Wall of Women and Willis.
Yes, the Wall of Women and Willis. I did this. Phil helped not at all. What I did,
I gave him the room.
Was, yeah,
that's about it.
He didn't help me with this, but what I did was I took a shit ton of magazines, WWE magazines, and chopped them up and pasted, like crudely pasted all of it. We used this stuff called spray adhesive, and I sprayed them with the spray adhesive, stuck them up on the wall, and I basically wallpapered the wall with magazine pictures, and they all look amazing. This one wall is all covered with like portraits and whatnot, and it looks amazing. This one over here that we're staring at is covered with all pictures of women. It's all women except for this little picture of Bruce Willis from the cover of Men's Journal.
Yes.
And it's Bruce Willis standing there, and he's looking at us. Like, he's right at eye level. He's looking at me right now. And he's in the middle of all these women, and he's got this face, this Bruce Willis face that just says, "Ah, yeah, I'm the fucking man."
And he is the man.
Bruce Willis is the fucking man. I also got another picture of Bruce up here where he's missing a tooth, and he's got his hands wrapped like a boxer. It's fucking sick. I love Bruce Willis. He's my favorite actor of all time.
He's great. And you were actually surprised when I told you my favorite actor is Robert Downey
Robert
Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah, that is so weird. I didn't peg you as a Robert Downey Jr.
You probably
Jr. kind
pegged
of guy.
Me for like Adam Sandler or like...
Well, you do like
or
Adam
a comedy
Sandler.
Guy, you know?
No, not even that. It's just that, you know, Robert Downey Jr. is just kind of weird. Like, I know for a fact that our good friend Louis Del Figlio, who we miss sorely right now,
yes.
we wish he was here. We're going to try to get him on Skype at some point and put him on the podcast. But anyway, he fucking hates the idea of the movie, The Soloist. He hates everything about that movie. He hates the idea of it. He doesn't necessarily hate the people in it, but he just fucking hates that movie with a passion.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know if he's seen it, but he just hates it. Like, whenever a preview of it comes on, whenever we're watching a DVD or something, he's always like, fucking stupid. So, like, you know, I don't know if that reflects on his opinion of Robert Downey Jr., because I'm pretty sure he likes Iron Man.
Oh, I fucking love Iron Man. Holy shit.
So, yeah.
I'm a huge comic book fan. Like, I love all the fucking movies and everything.
Man, that's... Also, where we are right now is our fucking new place, our new surroundings.
Residence.
In Richmond Hill, Ontario.
Yes.
We'd like to say... to all our listeners in Lindsay, you know, we're going to miss you, and we're coming back for Christmas. We're going to be there from the 25th through till January 1st, so
yeah,
if
exactly.
you want, you can hit me up with a text, and we'll hang out or whatever, or, you know, to PGP. And like I said, my number's on my Facebook. Just type Matthew Van Wilder, and it's right there.
It's right on his fucking page. To go back to the room, I fucking really love this room.
I know.
Cause like,
I got wall art up. I got a couple of battle axes hanging and a cross in front of us. There's a shelf there with my nail polish on it. There's a fucking shelf over here with my mountain of DVDs. My plushie of Kenny from South Park sitting up here. My fucking Chicago Bulls jersey is hanging up on the wall.
That's nice.
My fucking resistance band's right there. My weight's on the ground. My fucking... this painting that I did, Vanilla Ice tribute.
It's awesome.
Which we have to have a Vanilla Ice song on this podcast. You know what? That's gonna be our first song.
Really?
I just segued into our first song. We're
nice.
Gonna have a song called My Way by Vanilla Ice. It's from his newest album.
Ooh.
Called WTF. It stands for Wisdom, Tenacity, and Ferocity, I think.
Ferocity?
Yeah, like ferocious.
Oh, okay. That's
Ferocity.
Cool.
I think it's Ferocity. It's nice. Probably something else. I'm probably wrong. But anyway, so this is My Way by Vanilla Ice. Enjoy.
No apology for giving you the real, but 99% of y'all will never get a deal. Chances are you never get to be a top model. Everybody's looking for that genie in a bottle. When you never get it, well, you're drowned in the sorrow. Hit the bottle and pop pills like no tomorrow. But who said that you need fame to be a star? Listen up, homie, here's the game. Success is an attitude, a mentality. You wanna be a person or just a personality? Whether you're poor or you got wealth, life ain't worth a dime if you can't be yourself. Even though they said it wouldn't work, I did it my way. And even though sometimes it really hurt, I did it my way. Back with no regrets, I did it my way. Sometimes I really wish that the fame was gone. So many times I thought about leaving the game alone. So many fake smiles and handshakes. No privacy, how much can one man take? Don't envy me because I seem to strive. Plenty times I wish I had a 9-to-5. Paparazzi never ran behind a mailman. Taking pictures, being famous can be hell, man. They'll embarrass you, try to make you look like a fool. Then the people start picking on your friends at school. They build you up just to tear you down. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. But now I'm found. Even though they said it wouldn't work, I did it my way. And even though sometimes it really hurt, I did it my way.
To all those people that skipped that song only because I said it was Vanilla Ice, fuck you. Go back and listen to it again because it fucking rules.
It's definitely second listen worthy here. Actually, another little quick little thing about the studio. I want to give a quick shout out to my buddies Reen and Zach for providing me with Mr. Sheen here.
The Charlie Sheen poster, which you can see on my Facebook page. He's always behind me in my profile picture. I make sure of it.
I'm not bipolar.
I'm bi-witting.
There we go.
So, yes.
Thanks, guys.
Before I was interrupted, I am a huge freaking fan of Vanilla Ice. You know how much of a fan of Vanilla Ice I am?
Oh.
I have fucking... Not only do I have probably 6 of his albums in my iTunes right now, I have more Vanilla Ice songs than probably anybody else in this area, or anybody else is definitely as much more than anybody I know. Because basically, if they have any Vanilla Ice songs on their iPod, it's always fucking Ice Ice Baby, and
Guilty.
That's it. Which is a great song, don't get me wrong. I fucking love Ice Ice Baby. But he's got so many other fucking songs that he's got. He's got so many other, like, styles of music. Like, Vanilla Ice is kind of the fucking Zach of all trades of music. Like, honestly. People get weirded out when I say Zach of all trades. I only say that because I love Zack Ryder so much.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's right. That's like when I work out. Like, anybody be asked, like, yeah, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting zacked, motherfucker, instead of jacked.
And then they laugh and facepalm.
Yeah.
You laugh, they facepalm.
See, Louis thinks it's stupid. He's like, no, it's jacked.
I love that,
man. Shut up. Fuck, I miss him. Let's give a big shout-out to Louis Del Figlio, who won't be with us for a while until we figure out how the hell we can get him via Skype.
Woo!
On the podcast.
Or anyone via Skype, basically.
Yeah, fuck yeah. If, I have a Facebook page. I have a fan Facebook page. You can go on and like me. I got a Twitter. He's got a Twitter. Mine's at Matt Van Wilder. His is at PGP, at Producer Guy Phil.
Exactly. Yeah, that's okay. Perfect.
Cool. And, yeah. So hit us up. If you got a Skype, make one. If you don't have one, make one, and you can be a guest on the show.
As long as you got a funny story. If it's not funny, we'll cut you off.
If it's a cool story or whatever, or you want to share an experience, or you want to tell us how awesome we are, or if you want to tell us how much we suck, I don't care. Just call us in on Skype. If you can go on Facebook. We're on Mondays.
Exactly.
I don't even care. I know we said before that we were going to go on Sundays, but fuck it. We're going on Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays is pretty cool. I like that.
I like Mondays.
I don't have a problem with Mondays.
Since we've had them on Mondays for the last fucking 5 weeks.
Has it been 5 weeks?
It's been 5 weeks.
Man, it seems like yesterday we just started this.
I know. It's been a while, man.
Time goes.
I remember my friend Foster made the Facebook page. Cause
kudos to him.
Yeah, exactly. He also made a poster that's really sick that says, it was my Facebook profile picture. It says, it's got the logo on it, and it says, fuck, what does it say? Because, and then it has the parental advisory explicit content thing on it, and then it says, you know, because explicit content only just means it's awesome.
That's
pretty
cool.
A silhouette of me with like demon wings and like guitars and like a fist coming up.
I can't even play guitar.
A la Howard Stern. No, I can't even play guitar. I tried once. I fucking suck.
I can teach you.
No, I don't have the patience. You know I don't.
You don't have any patience.
None whatsoever.
What makes you my friend.
Yeah, none whatsoever. Ever.
Exactly.
I hate waiting for anything.
I know, like waiting in line at a grocery store. It kills you, basically.
Well, I'll wait in line for some things. Like, I'll wait in line to see a Meyer Decker's Days concert. I'll wait in line to see Vanilla Ice, Kiss. I'll wait in line. Wait in line all day to see Motley Crue or Kiss.
Me too.
Fucking to get Bruce Willis's autograph, I'd wait in line. I'd wait in line for a wrestling show. I wouldn't wait in line for a movie. Fuck that. If there was a long ass line, I'd just say fuck it. I'll just go tomorrow. I don't even care.
Watch it online.
Yeah, or what? Yeah, whatever. Don't say that. We don't want people to know that we download stuff online. Wait. Oh shit.
God,
we do not illegally download. The FBI is monitoring us right now. You can check my laptop. You're not going to find anything.
We are clean.
No, we're not.
No.
We're explicit.
Exactly.
We're explicit.
Oh, man.
F fucking bombs.
Fucking bombs all like Cliff Compton.
Exactly. Speaking of Cliff Compton, I have him on our wall as well.
Yeah, we do.
In two different places.
We do.
Oh, fuck. Speaking of Cliff Compton... I forgot this part. That thing you hear in the intro where it's like, wake up, time to fucking die. That is Cliff Compton.
That is Mr. Media.
That is Cliff Compton doing that. And we thank him for that. If he listened to that, I'm sure he fucking likes us more. He fucking talked about on The Art of Wrestling one time. I forget what episode it was. It was the first one where he came on as like a random
18.
Sporadic.
No. That was,
the random, sporadic appearance.
71?
Who the fuck was the guest? It was Carlito.
It was the so Carlito 69, episode. Wasn't it?
Maybe. 69. I don't know. I don't know what fucking number it was, but whatever it is. It was the Carlito episode, and he comes on, and he's like, but they got all these wannabe podcasts now, and that motherfucker meant us. I knew it. Like, the minute he said it, he's like, the world has a hard-on for Cliff Compton and shit, for Super Domino and whatnot. And I'm like, and then he's like, The Art of Wrestling, man, it's like the best podcast ever. It's like a way of life. It's not just a podcast, it's a way of life. And now you got all these other wannabe podcasts out there, and then he's like, to them I say, fuck you. Or whatever, but fuck that. If he was talking about us, I don't care.
I'm happy.
I'm happy, too.
That's,
I don't care.
That's great.
Fuck, if you're listening right now, Cliff, we don't care. Fuck you, too, because I know you like that shit.
Exactly.
We're fucking just like him in a way. Like we share Cliff Compton, or at least I do. We share the Cliff Compton / CM Punk way of life, where it's just like, you know, fuck you and fuck this,
exactly.
And fuck everybody, and we don't give a fuck what you say. Which is, that song "My Way" was actually a pretty good metaphor for this whole podcast, because I do it my way, and you know, sometimes it really hurts and. Sometimes people say it wouldn't work and shit. And
to that, we say, fuck you.
Exactly.
We're doing it.
So fuck your ass, and Bruce Willis is going to come and hate fuck the shit out of you.
He's going to headbutt you in the chest.
Yeah, he is.
It's actually nice to be in the new place, actually. It's kind of better than my attic, you know. I don't have to run down the stairs and get the phone or get a
drink. I got an air mattress right there that I sleep on.
It's him. Although there was a time, there's a little gap where you weren't here and it was just me.
Yeah, I know.
And that
I know, that was the fucking 2 weeks that me and Louie had to do the podcast by ourselves.
And it was and really it fucking weird.
And we fucked it up because we couldn't, you know. And it was hard too, because I'm like, okay, I got to tell you this story. Because the reason we're even doing this right now, we don't have a fucking laptop here other than the one that I have. And here's how I came to have this laptop. It was my mom's. It was the laptop that that me and Louie were using for those 2 weeks. And I think about 2 weeks before that too. And, the reason it came into my hands, so to speak, it is mine now. It's not my mom's anymore. It is mine. Because I had to give up my Xbox 360 for
Ouch.
Free. I had to, give them $100. My mom owed me $250, so I forgave that debt. And so all in all, I paid $350 for it, an Xbox 360. Other shit. Random stuff that I gave up.
Long
and then,
story short, you have the laptop.
And
now.
Then I also gave up my Christmas present, so that means I'm not getting any Christmas presents this year, because this is basically my Christmas present. Oh, and my Nana was going to give me her laptop, but it's like really, I don't want to say shitty, but it only goes Windows XP, and, you know, Ooh. We need fucking Windows 7. After being so used to Windows 7 for so long, when the opportunity came into my head, I couldn't sleep. Thinking about it, I was like, fuck, I want to talk to them now. But by the time I thought of this idea, it was like, I don't know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I couldn't sleep. I had to fucking stay up and watch a movie and fall asleep to that, because I was like, fuck, I don't think I got to sleep until like 5 o'clock, because I was thinking about it. And I'm like, what am I going to say, you know? What else can I throw into the pot and shit, you know? And long story short,
you're trying to sweet talk them.
Not really, but yeah, basically just fucking groveled and shit. Basically the same thing I did for wanting to use the laptop in the first place. I don't know if my mom saw that coming or not, where it's like, you know, I could ask her and just be like, yeah, when I asked to use the laptop that first time, did something in your head go off to where, oh, fuck, he's going to end up with that laptop?
It was like the beginning of the end for that laptop her possession.
In her possession, anyway. Actually, but I love it. I love the shit out of this laptop. It's amazing. I love it.
Little funny story here, too.
Best friend.
I don't know if I quoted this on the podcast, but I remember when you brought it the first time.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool because I learned to master it in, like, literally, like, 5 seconds.
It was not that far off from yours.
No, it really isn't. It was so simple to pick up. And actually, in a cruel twist of fate, you were actually going to buy my old laptop that we were using.
I was. And you know what? I got this one for a lot cheaper than what I was going to. Well, not really.
No, you actually
count
got it,
the
yeah.
Xbox and the other laptop that I gave them. But you were going to make me pay $145 in a bottle of Pepsi.
No, it was $200 and something.
No, no, no. Yeah. $245 in a bottle of Pepsi.
Yes, exactly.
And
in a cruel twist
you know,
of
your,
fate.
Your laptop fucked up, and then it left me with no other option. But yeah, anyway, all problems are solved, and everything is fucking hunky-dory.
And it's funny, because this laptop is only going to be... This even has an expiry date on it, because we're not going to be using it in about a couple weeks when
Why?
I get my MacBook. When I get my MacBook here, we're going to be working on that. We'll have a little bit more leeway. There's more stuff we can do with the GarageBand and all that. It's going to be great for this podcast, and I'll have my interface up and running. It's basically the podcast 2.0.
All right.
It's going to be great.
Awesome. So, yeah, we have shit coming your way. New stuff on the way. Shit for you to look forward to.
Exactly.
That's what me and Louie tried to do in the last two podcasts. We were, like, leaving cliffhangers and shit. In 5, I was like, oh, yeah, Louie's going to call Quest. Which we fucking tried to do. We tried really hard. We tried, like, 3 or 4 different dating sites. that had numbers you could call and shit. We tried Quest. We tried fucking late calls or whatever the fuck it is. We tried everything, but they just wouldn't work out. So we're like, fuck it. We'll just give them a couple of prank calls. And normally I'm against doing that because, you know, it's a pain in the ass. But we did figure out a way to do it, and we used Skype, and it was pretty badass. That's why I'm like, well, fuck, if we can do that with Skype, we can have guests on with Skype.
That came to me today, actually.
So you heard it. Yeah, I got the idea from you, and then I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, that'll work. So, yeah, fucking hit us up if you want to be a guest, and we'll help you out and shit.
Good call.
So, yeah. You have a story that you wanted to tell, didn't you?
Actually, I did. It was... there's a couple here. I'm just going to get to a quick one here before we go to our next song. The grocery store story that I've been telling you for, I think it's been...
You never told me.
Well, that I've been talking about, telling you for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, you told me that you wanted to say it on the podcast. Yes, that's okay. Why you're doing it
so,
now.
So, what happened was, I think it was the first day I got here. It was the Monday after my huge party that happened. We'll get to that party a little later. So after that party that came, I actually moved here, and the next day we had to go get groceries and stuff because obviously I'm living here, I'm going to need more food, right?
Yeah.
So I remember we went to the Metro, and we have tons of stories about them. You've been here for like not even 3 days, and we've already got a shit ton of stories about that Metro.
Yeah,
there. Okay, so we go to the Metro, and we're perusing around, and we get all our food and stuff. And there's, like, a thing. Well, so we get to the checkout, and there's this lady, and she's bagging. Not bagging. She's, like, scanning it through, and you have to pay for the bags, and you can bag it yourself. So me being the guy that I'm like, okay, I'm going to go bag this. And holy shit, she was like a hurricane. The ring's here. She's like, beep, 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 beep. And I swear to God, she got pissed at me because I was moving too slow. I was
really?
Fucking hogging the conveyor belt. There was no fucking room.
That's hilarious.
And she's like, and she just gave me like that little like look.
Fuck you.
She just like, I swear to God, she like glared through my soul. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, all right, mom, you can take over.
She eye murdered you?
She literally is like.
I've heard of eye rape, but eye murder?
Yes, shit. She didn't have any. She got to the point where she started putting stuff on top of the pile that I was already supposed to be bagging.
What a bitch.
And I'm like, oh. And then she said to me, she looked at me, she's like, have a nice day, and like that kind of voice. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch.
I've been there twice in the 3 days that I've been here. Wait, what, twice? Or was it three times?
It's been three times.
Three
now.
Times.
We've got coffee three times.
Yeah, three times we've been there. In fact, we were there earlier today, which is a story we're going to tell you after this song. And what's going to be the song? Oh, you had a request.
My request, finally, I get to play it.
Let's play This Fire Burns by Killswitch Engaged. Enjoy!
Yeah!
That song is awesome.
Yes, it is. I love that song, actually.
Yeah, you do, because you requested it 2 weeks in a row, which I...
For all you Elmer Fudd fans.
No, I'm Kripke from Big Bang Theory. Hello, everybody.
Wesley Wabbit.
Exactly. But anyway, yeah, you fucking... You
Me.
Asked for that song.
I did, yes. I
a bunch
love
of times, and I would have given it to you on the... fifth or sixth episode, but we didn't have it available because we only had the songs that Louie had on him. And
way to go, Lou. Come
that's
on.
All we had, so whatever. Anyway, I want to tell you guys this story that happened like a couple hours ago, actually. So even before we get to the place, we're walking down the street, and the same bus stop that we walked by the previous night has one of its windows shattered, and the fucking glass is just sitting there. in a big ass pile, and we're like, well, that's Richmond Hill.
I wasn't there before.
So we're walking down, and we get to the Metro, grab a coffee at the in-house Tim Hortons, and we go grab a bag of milk, a thing of cream, wait forever in the fucking line because this asshole in front of us didn't know what credit card to use.
It was Visa, just for all you who actually didn't want to know, but there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. So fuck him. And we finally bought our shit. We're walking out, and we end up going to Walmart because I wanted to look for some sunglasses, but they're all ridiculously fucking expensive.
And not even good looking.
They don't even fucking fit my face. They don't even look good, and they're fucking 18 some odd dollars, so fuck them. So we walk out of Walmart. We're going to the fucking... There's a little pathway. It's got, like, some foliage around it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. I guess fucking stumbled and ended up putting the milk bag accidentally into a thorn bush, and all the milk started leaking out of the bag, out of two of the three milk bags. And he's like, "Oh my god, what the fuck? What do I do?"
I was furious. Like,
and I'm sitting there kind of laughing because I'm like, "How the fuck does that happen? That never happens to anybody."
Two little fucking holes.
So yeah, you got milk like leaking out of these little holes, and Phil's like, "Well, fuck, now we gotta put it in the garbage or whatever." I'm like, "Fuck that! You don't waste milk. Give it to me and shit." So I ended up pounding half a bag of milk, which I'm sure I'm gonna feel later on, and fucking he dares me to rip holes in the top of the bags and like smash them together and create like a big spray, and then basically just pour them all over my face and down my throat a la Kurt Angle in the 90s.
2001, actually.
Was it 2001?
Yeah, it was 2001. Right.
Well,
yep.
2001. Anyway, he had hair at the time. And so, yeah. And I did it. I wasn't gonna, but then I'm like, fuck it. How many opportunities am I gonna have to do that in the middle of a parking lot with a bunch of fucking... with a melting pot of fucking foreign people in the vicinity, all watching me, thinking, what the fuck? What the hell is wrong with people in this? And I'm not even from that town, but I had everybody there. I was like, oh my god, like, what the fuck? What? And shit, and we ended up in Burger King, because I had to wipe my face off, and we had, and Phil videotaped a testimonial of mine about what happened, and fuck. I did my hair last night, made it black and blonde with a big blonde stripe down the side of my head.
The left side.
A la Mayhem Miller from Japan and the Strike Force days. And fucking, it's amazing that the milk, actually, the calcium from the milk made my hair lighter.
Yes,
like,
it is.
The blonde in my hair is lighter now because of the calcium in the milk. And I'm like, and not only that, when it dried, it was like, it acted as hair gel. And I'm like, this is better than any hair gel I've ever had in my life. Probably shouldn't have told people that, because if I start doing it, they're going to be like, ew, he's got, like, dried milk in his hair. But nobody's going to know. They're going to think it's gel. So fuck all y'all.
You're just going to wake up and...
I discovered the best-kept secret about dairy products. It was fucking legend. Dairy.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That was one of the worst jokes ever. But
I
hope you're not lactose intolerant, because the next word is dairy.
Oh, I hate dairy. Ugh.
Because you're lactose intolerant. And that means you hate milk even more now.
I fucking hate milk.
I love it. That's why I pounded it. And it fucking... my bones are thanking me. Because they're hard. Yeah.
I'd like to
remind everybody that my phone number is on Facebook.
705-341-WARS.
Yeah, WARZ.
I should pitch mine out there. If you want to fucking crank call me, you know, 705.
You're on Facebook too.
I am, 705-341-6039.
Yeah.
Feel free to hit loop that. Hit me up hard. It's
fucking funny.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, what the fuck else do we have to talk about?
It's that now. It is now time for this. Whoa.
That means it's sports time.
All right.
And guess what? Surprise, bitch. There's basketball again.
Fuck you.
That means there's going to be some NBA highlights clouding up your hockey highlights on SportsCenter.
God damn it. Fuck you. That is fucking... That is horrible. That is the worst news I've
heard. I get to see my Bulls again.
Yeah, they're proudly hanging up in the studio, of course.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so let's get to the thing everyone cares about and the only reason they listen to the sports section on here.
UFC 140 happened on Saturday.
Live from the Air Toronto, Canada.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The Air Canada Center.
Yes.
And guess what?
What?
Fucking John Jones against Lyoto Machida was the main event. The co-main event was Minotauro Nogueira against Frank Mir.
Yes.
Or as me and Louie like to call Minotauro Nogueira, Mr. Backfold.
Mr. Backfold.
Have you ever seen his back? There's a fold in his back.
I've never really paid attention to the back fold. That? I've seen Minotauro Nogueira.
Like a dent in his back and like the skin comes over it like a fold.
Ooh.
It's really fucking sick looking.
That's pretty crazy, actually. So the big story of the co-main event card was fucking Frank Mir destroying his arm. Oh, destroying Nogueira's arm. That
snap it.
Like, literally, just like, it was like completely broken. If you had seen it, you knew as soon as
You didn't see it, did you? You didn't watch it? You were fucking with me.
I caught the highlights, man, on my BlackBerry. Like, it was fucking destroyed. Oh my god, that's...
So needless to say, Frank Mir won.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He won submission.
But Nogueira put up, like, apparently, I'm just reading this, but apparently he put up quite the fight against him. Like,
yes.
You know, apparently he was getting his ass kicked, but he kept fighting back, you know?
He did.
That's Nogueira's gimmick, too. He kind of, you know, gets his ass handed to him, and then he kind of just comes back and beats your ass. It's just like that fight he had with Randy Couture, where Randy was put in all those submissions and shit, but he persevered and whatnot, and Nogueira ended up winning by decision.
Yes.
But yeah, he fucking got his ass handed to him by Frank Mir, and then in the main event, it was John Jones and Lyoto Machida. I don't know how the hell this went down. I don't know what round he won in, but all I know is that John Jones won.
Oh, and he dummied Machida. Apparently, just dummied him.
What does that mean?
Like, he beat the shit out of him.
Like, tackling dummy? Like, fuck you, you
dummied him like he beat the shit out of him until he was dumb. Like, our friend on Facebook, actually, Shane Helms, he posted a picture of Machida's face. Yeah.
Really?
And I saw him, like, his eyes are completely glazed over.
Yeah.
And he was like, I swear to God, he was unconscious. But I'm like, he's not unconscious. He's just looking to see how much time is left. Seriously.
Nice.
He's not unconscious
at
all.
What happened? Like, what was it, the fucking first round? Blowout or what?
Apparently they were putting up solid like in the first round, but then I think Jones took over, and I knew fucking Jones would win, man.
You and Louis said that Jones was gonna win.
I think we all said Jones was gonna win.
No, I said
you picked Machida.
Lyoto might do it.
Oh, fuck Lyoto. I fucking hate Lyoto Machida.
Why?
I just don't like him.
He's good.
He is good. I was impressed.
You obviously saw it. You were there. You saw
I was there.
Fucking front kick victory over Randy Couture.
Yeah, that turned me. I gained respect for him, but.
That was fucking amazing. That's still on highlight reels. That was shown in the highlight reel for the fight.
Yes.
On Spike TV.
It was, but Anderson Silva did it better first. But I was impressed with that front kick.
Steven Seagal took
yes.
for both of them.
Exactly. I
found that really weird that Steven Seagal was in Machida's corner for that match, and that's what he won with. Because Steven Seagal took credit for the Anderson Silva front kick victory.
And then he takes credit for fucking Machida's.
Yeah, exactly. I found it weird. It's almost as if he knew.
Like he had a feeling.
He's just like, okay, you gotta win with this.
And of all people, Randy Couture. He caught Randy Couture with it. Holy shit.
That was a great fight. I have it on DVD.
I was there.
Yeah.
And I actually wasn't there for this one. And at the ACC, but I even though I wasn't there, I'm always going to say I was at the one that mattered the most. I was at the first one.
Right.
The first one ever
that
ever happened.
Indeed. along with fucking 55,000 other people.
So yes.
55,000.
Yeah, it was quite a gathering, actually.
And guess what happened again? Like, apparently, like, okay, Mark Hominick is from the Toronto area.
Yeah.
And he fucking, both times that it's been in Toronto, he's had fights, and he fucking came up short in both of them.
But the first
Jose
one.
Aldo beat him the first time.
That was good,
put
though.
Up a valiant fucking
yes.
effort.
Yes.
Of course. Like, a great fight. It was amazing. And it ended up with a hematoma the size of his fist on his
Jesus.
Head.
Jesus.
And then, that's with the glove on. The size of his fist with the fucking
and
the glove on.
They wrap their hands, too,
yeah.
So
that's, fucking imagine that. And then, apparently, in this fight, he just fucking got blown up. Like, blown out. Like, fucking Jason Miller style.
Jason.
I love Mayhem, don't get me wrong, but he fucking got blown out
in
this match.
You're never going to let that go, too. And
I fucking love the guy. I love him. My
exactly.
hair is inspired by him, but he was stupid. Like, he got blown up, and then he got his ass handed to him. It's like he said on Twitter. He's like, you know, got tired, got beat, you know? I'll
That's
come back
works.
Stronger next time, and I'm sure he will, but I caught his match with Jake Shields, actually. I downloaded it.
Really? How was
from
that?
Strikeforce, and it's fucking great. The whole time, I don't know what it is about Miller, but he really doesn't take life that seriously, because the whole time he's got Jake Shields on him, he's in the clinch and whatnot, and Miller's just sitting there shrugging his shoulders.
Like
Shields is trying to get him on his feet or whatever, he's trying to get him to submission or whatever, and Miller's just sitting there trying to tire him out, and I think he did the same thing with Bisping. But the whole time, he's just, like, shrugging his shoulders, like, throwing his arms in the air. If you Google Mayhem Miller, you will find a picture of him in some kind of hold when he's throwing the peace sign up. Like, he's in Zubaz pants, and he's throwing the peace sign up, and it's one of his fights from Japan.
That's awesome.
It's fucking amazing.
And a quick UFC
so
news.
Funny.
Quick UFC news, too. I know you know this. Chris Leben's been suspended for 1 year.
Fuck my fucking life.
Following... testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug.
Fuck my life. I thought I was disappointed when I fucking saw him lose to Mark Munoz when he bitched out pretty much. I love Chris Leben, but he bitched the fuck out. Like, you know, bullshit he couldn't see. I watched that fight. You know, like he said he couldn't see in his one eye. Fuck it, you still got one other eye. I know this guy. Like, I know him to be the guy who fucking got... pounded on his face, but he kept going. Like, he's trading with this guy, forcing him into the side of the cage, going back and forth, getting his fucking chin almost knocked off his jaw, and he knocked the guy out. Like, just trading back and forth. Like, that's the never say die, never quit attitude of Chris Leben, and totally uncharacteristic in his fight against Mark Munoz.
I didn't
believe it. I thought it was a doctor stoppage. I could not believe that he said that he couldn't continue.
Wow. Because
that's not the Chris Leben I know.
That is a bitch out move.
And I'm disappointed that I won't see him fight for another year.
Speaking of which, the next season of The Ultimate Fighter is going to be Uriah Faber and...
Jose Aldo?
No, not Aldo.
That's light.
Fuck, what the hell? Why am I blanking?
Dominic Cruz.
That's it,
Dominic Cruz.
I can't believe I blanked on
Sorry.
That.
Sorry.
Dominic Cruz. I knew Faber, because I'm not going to fucking forget Faber.
You won't forget that chin.
Oh, no.
Uriah Faber is a ball chinian.
He is.
Anyone who's seen Men in Black 2 knows the Balchinian. Or anybody that goes on Louis' Facebook knows the Balchinian.
I love Uriah Faber, but he does have balls on his chin.
He does.
He does, and we respect Uriah Faber.
What the hell are these doing up here?
His chin's pretty fucking strong, though.
Love Uriah Faber, but the man has testicles on his face.
Yes, and that is true. Alright, so I think we got a couple other stories here. Like I said, my party before I left.
That does it for sports, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, fuck sports. Yeah. Did it do.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's your line.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Stealing my shit.
You got to remember to say that, because I set you up like a couple times today and you didn't do it.
Oh, I'm disappointed
in myself.
His
official catchphrase is, you're welcome.
Yeah.
It's going to be on a t-shirt.
There is a t-shirt.
And a hat one day.
Legitimately, in the works.
In the
yes.
works.
Yes. It is in the works. So anyway, my party, I remember telling you the day of that I was actually going to leave that day.
Yeah. What? No.
No, I didn't tell you.
You said that you were going to leave
on the
first.
First.
And when I went to your house looking for my podcast mic... I thought that you were going
to
be there, but I fucking called you, and you're like, oh,
I'm in Richmond
well,
Hill,
I'm
man.
In Richmond Hill, man. I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck, I thought you were going to go on the first or whatever.
There were some good fucking times at that party, though, man. Like, the last...
It was quite memorable.
It was the last time, well...
Louis was there.
Yes, Louis was there.
Girlfriend.
It was the last time that my band actually probably for the next couple of years, we'll play together.
And Steve still fucked up all the songs.
Well, there was a couple, but I guess in, you know, you can't blame one person. I guess it was a
collective. And I found you crying in the sun.
Really? You just took my favorite, like, song and just...
You told me last night it was your favorite.
It's my favorite song to play.
But what if it's, like, if Steve did that, how would you feel?
I would do what I normally do, shake my head, mutter under my breath, and keep playing.
Hey, you motherfucker.
Yeah, kinda.
I remember you guys played a Kiss song, Strutter.
Yeah.
And I love Kiss. And I'm actually staring at a portrait of them right now that I paid $10 for. It's hand-drawn. And so I was pissed at Steve the whole time because I'm like, you motherfucker, if you fuck this up, I swear to God. And lo and behold, he did. And he played, like, the first verse, like, twice or whatever, or the second verse. He fucked something up. And I saw you in your fucking stool on your drum kit, just, like, threw your head up in the air, you rolled your eyes, but you kept playing.
Yes.
And then there was at one point when they played Lion in the Sun, and he didn't fuck it up, thank God.
Yes.
Or else you would have gotten up from the drum kit and probably beat his ass.
Stuck a stick.
But instead of getting up out of your drum kit and kicking his ass, you got out of your drum set, ran across the room, because we were at the back of the room, you were at the front, ran all the way to the back of the room, grabbed our friend Stephanie and dragged her away. I thought you were trying to get me to dance with you.
No.
You just threw your hand out, and me and Stephanie and Ever sitting beside each other. And she's like, me? And you're like, you didn't even say anything. You just nodded.
Yes.
Like the fucking pimp that you are.
Mid-song.
Like the pimp daddy that you're... And the whole time, apparently that part didn't need drums.
No, it doesn't. The whole...
Because the second that they needed drums, you fucking dropped her and ran back.
Yes.
Another interesting side note was that I became inspired, grabbed Ev, and we slow danced as well. Me and Louie actually slow danced to
Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Yes. And
I loved that.
It's funny because in the video that my parents took, you can actually see the camera, instead of cutting from the band, actually cut to the four of us in the corner.
That's
cool. It actually
that's
cut
awesome.
From all of us. Cause
I'd love to see that DVD.
I'll have to get it when we go up for Christmas.
Please do.
But it's funny because I think it caught everyone off guard that I kind of sprinted. Not only just to get, like, I remember the first time I ran off, right?
Yeah.
I got people to go to the front.
Right.
But no, they were probably shocked that I, A, was able to run that fast again.
Yeah.
B, grabbed a girl. And C, actually started dancing.
Yeah. You showed some fucking flair out there.
Right? I am
you
not.
You weren't doing
one.
The spins or anything
no.
like that. I did that because I'm a fucking pimp daddy. If my future wife, Ev, is listening right now, love you, baby.
No, but I actually, like, I was planning, I've always wanted to do that with someone at a show. I've always wanted, like, I was either going to do it with, like, a random person.
And you got to do it.
And I actually got to do it, which...
One of your goals came true.
Yes.
Another thing that I fucking loved about that show was, I don't know if you choreographed this or if you did it off, like, on the fly, but you fucking did this thing where you're playing the drums on Detroit Rock City in the last song, and you're rotating around, like, you're out of your seat, and you're walking around your drum set, and you're, like, playing the drums while walking around in a circle.
Yes.
And not only that, there was a random amp in front of, or was it an amp or a case?
It was an amp, it was not a
it
case.
It was an amp.
It was a sub speaker. It was a huge sub, yeah.
Okay. So it's sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck is that random speaker doing there? And my question was answered when you fucking, at the end of the song, jumped up onto it, did like this awesome Jeff Hardy-like pose, and
yes.
then you spun around, and right on the dot, like no fucking, without missing a beat, hit the cymbal, and that was the end of the song.
Yeah, just down, and end.
And it was fucking amazing.
Perfect.
I fucking stood up and applauded you. I think I got Adam to stand up and applaud as well.
Yeah, it was a standing ovation. No, that was on the fly completely. Like, the last half of the set is, well, I knew it was the end. Like, I knew I probably wasn't going to get to do this for another 2 years or whatnot.
Yeah.
So I had to get
that's
something
the time when you're like, that's the time when you're like,
you know what?
Let's just do it.
Exactly.
I don't
you know
even
what?
Care. Let's do
fuck
it.
Fuck it. If you fuck up, who the fuck cares?
Exactly. And you like, didn't. You did it fucking amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate
nailed
that.
It.
And then I did, like, I went to the monitor and I just, like, completely stood there. It must have been for, like, 5 seconds. I just stood there, like, almost frozen.
Yeah.
I turned, jumped, got my legs in the air, and just boom. Song
fucking
ends.
Awesome.
And
it was great.
It was fucking perfect.
And the end of an era.
Yes. And then I went a la CM Punk and just sat down, and the DVD ends with this motherfucker here going, Punk, that's classic. And then she stops. And it's the best way I would have gone to go out. Like, that that's was awesome. Classic. Yeah, that's awesome. Best way I could have gone out. Perfectly.
Instant classic.
Yes, it was.
All right, well, that about does it here for us on the podcast this week. I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a wild good time. I hope you have a great week. And please remember that we do have an email address. We do have Facebook pages. We have Twitters. Fucking hit us up and take us up on our offer to be a guest via Skype. I'm going to be watching my Facebook, watching my Twitter for messages and whatnot, leave posts on my wall, whatever. And we'll get you on here as long as you have a good story to tell.
Yes.
And to our good friend Louis Del Figlio, who is no doubt listening right now. We miss you, buddy. And yes, we love you. And we hope that you can come on via Skype or at some point drive your ass up here.
Yes,
and
fucking please. See us. We got a room for you here.
We do.
Good story to tell. Cash, grass, and ass on the highway to hell.
All-American Nightmare.
Yes, I'm sorry.
By Hinder, which we will play next week.
Yes.
Because I have a song that I want to play this week, and it's by the band Steel Panther, one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yes!
And the song is called Eyes of a Panther from the album Feel the Steel. I am Matthew Van Wilder. This is the PGP.
PGP.
Fucking producer guy Phil.
Back.
Back for good.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening. Leave a positive review, 5-star rating, and we will see you next week here on the Matt Wilder Podcast.
Good from head to toe. She's licking her paws. This has been brought to you by Rock.
Fuck that. This has been brought to you by PGP Productions. Bitch!